Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
There's an article in Christianity Today, I think maybe a month ago, about for the greater cause of love that we should, you know, be lining up first to get vaccinization. And the writer was saying, hey, you know, this maybe really isn't all about our kids. I mean, it's that, you know, some of the motivation is, as you said, freedom is a part of it, but it's maybe we're missing a spiritual component to this.
Mm-hmm. And I think that CMDA recognizes that, you know, and it's kind of the idea, and, you know, we don't want to always compare apples and oranges, but the idea that if your children were in a carpool and everybody took turns, you know, each mom or dad was taking turns to take the neighborhood children, and then all of a sudden one family said, hey, I don't want to be a part of this. You're going to keep having that carpool regardless of whether I participate, but I do want my kid to have a seat. That probably wouldn't go over well in the neighborhood. And so each person needs to be, if we want that collective immunity, you know, in the scientific community called herd immunity, where if we get enough people protected, then those that really truly have medical issues and weakened immune systems that cannot receive the vaccines, those will continue to be protected. That is called herd immunity. But if everybody's trying to get a free seat on the carpool, but, you know, shirk their responsibility to take the neighborhood kids in that arrangement, you can see where that herd immunity begins to fall apart. And the other thing that I would, you know, propose for your listeners to think about is in the Bible in Mark, where Jesus says to give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to the Lord what is the Lord's. And I think that balance is such an important part of our faith and our walk with the Lord, and that is to say, as a Christian physician, and I'm also a pastor, and I, you know, go and I pray with people at the altars for healing with them, knowing that they're my patient and taking the medicine I prescribe. But I think that there's balance. They're saying, Lord, I don't want to deal with the side effects of this vaccine, but I also don't want the disease. So I'm going to do what I feel you're leading me to do, and I'm going to respond to what the government, the Christian Medical Association, my personal pediatrician is telling me is healthy, but I'm going to leave it to you ultimately to be my great physician and just look to you. And I think that balance, and when we obey the Lord and respect our, you know, those in authority over us or who have knowledge, I think that we can feel more at ease about the idea of receiving vaccines.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.